5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Broadcasting over the electric rainbow, directly into your ear holes. Here's Lee and Math with a snug.
Oh, Eric, you lie. You lie. It's April the 3rd. It's show 1009. Welcome to the snug. I'm Math.
I'm Beth.
Where's Olin?
Because I'm T.
Oh,
girls have introduced themselves. So there we go. Straight in. Obviously, Lee works for Nazis and he's not allowed. he's still at work. He's not allowed to go home till he's fulfilled his tasks.
Mm. So he's working for the blind, the Nazis.
Nazis that do see.
Nazis. That wasn't my joke. There was something that I listened to recently that did that as a joke. So I think it was the podcast Hello from the Magic Tavern. I'm okay. Listening to like really, really old one episodes, and so they did that pun, the Nazis.
Nice.
So thank you for letting me do that joke.
How's everyone's week been? What have you been up to?
Who are you talking to?
I'm not saying who goes first. I'm just seeing who takes the initiative.
Well, no, I'm thinking. I can't remember what I've done this week.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. I'm away from home at the minute, and it's just been like...
Your brain at home, is it? You'd have had a totally different answer if you'd have been at home, because that's where your brain is. Oh, no.
No, my brain is being my brain.
Yes.
And my brain is particularly bad at the minute.
How can it be any particularly badder than it always is?
It's worse.
It can't be.
Oh, it can.
It's always particularly bad.
No, it's worse.
It's a different type of bad often. It's sometimes like the bad shifts into like a different kind of bad.
Yeah. I mean, literally, I could go and sit in a room and stare at the walls for 4, 5, 6 hours at a time, and it would pass in a blink of an eye.
Yeah, that has happened to me. A lot.
Right. Yeah. And then it's your whole thing, you know?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. So.
Yep.
Yeah. Anyway, that's what I've done. Tea.
There you go. Well, I've actually done more work on my book, story, whatever I'm calling it.
Okay.
And I'm really happy with a scene that I created that is so romantic that it just made me tear up.
No.
I'm not going to explain it on air because it's. I don't want to share it out into the world, but I will tell you after. And then I've been, instead of making phthalates with wool, I've just been sort of doodling. And so I've been making flowers.
Cool.
These weird sort of alien type flowers. And I guess they could be pincushions. I don't really know what the purpose is of them. But I've made
they look like feller eggs. They look
like
that fellas grow out of.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Oh, that's a fucking great idea.
The fellas lay. And you said fella egg. They do look like nests, I suppose.
So yeah, it's cool. You can see that I've done quite a bit.
Yeah.
So that's I think that's about all.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we had a bank holiday weekend.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
This week.
It was Easter.
We were off Friday and Monday. So I went down to Cornwall this weekend.
Ooh, how's that?
Make sure Josh was settling in all right.
Right. I forgot about
making sure my sister could put up with living with Josh.
Oh, okay, yeah.
an issue.
And? So far, but it's only been a month.
Well, you know, a month can sort of give you a feel of like if things are going to go south or not. You know, yeah. Like
we'll see. We'll see what happens.
Has he been forgiven for the job interview?
Yes, he has.
Good. Good.
So we went and had dinner where he works, which is a posh. It's called the Lewinnick in Newquay, and it's kind of out on its own. You have to drive down a cliff to get to it, and it sits away
off a cliff. Oh,
it's quite posh feeling.
Yeah,
people don't nip in for a pint type thing. It's not a pub. They nip for stuff to eat, and there's some rooms and stuff. So it's working there.
So, nice. Oh, that view is stunning.
Is there a link somewhere that you
got? I will send you a link now.
Okay, thank you.
And we'll probably have to put that link in the show notes. Then everyone could see it.
Yeah, it looks very posh. Looks very nice.
Posh. Thank you.
It's lewinnicklodge.co.uk.
Ooh, wow. That's an amazing place. When it's a hotel and everything.
Yeah. So,
40%. Did you get to stay there?
No, we didn't stay there. We were booked in for a meal.
So
went for a meal on Saturday there. And then,
but it's expensive. It looks lovely.
It was quite expensive. Yes. Six of us went for dinner and it would have been £180 for just like a afternoon dinner type thing. We had sandwiches and stuff.
Oh, like an afternoon. Right. Yeah, that's quite
cool. With scones and cream, but bites. How's that?
Like,
so we didn't have any of the expensive stuff, but we got 70 quid off.
Nice.
With Josh's discount. So,
hell of a discount.
It was all right. 40%. Yeah. So,
bargain.
Nice. Yeah. No, it looks lovely.
Yeah. So that was all right. We left at 5 o'clock in the morning on Friday and we got there around 2 or 3 in the afternoon.
That's a long way.
Well, it was 3 stops with charging.
Oh, of course. And how long does charging take?
Depends on the speed of the charger and how much you're putting in, because all charges are not the same. And we put, I would say we averaged about 45 minutes each stop.
Right.
So, okay. And then coming back, we did, we did 3 charges, but we found fast chargers, but there was just a lot of traffic coming back on a Monday night.
Yeah.
Bank holiday Monday from Cornwall. So,
yeah.
I think that was about 9 hours.
Jesus. So, that's a lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
You forget you've got to factor in with an electric car how many times you've got to stop to charge.
So 9 hours each way or 9 hours total?
No, let's say 9 hours each way.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
So yeah, there we go. That's what I did.
You traveled.
Yeah.
You went somewhere. That is so unusual for us.
Stopped off at the retro cafe that I've been in before.
A
bunch of arcade games.
Oh, nice.
Oh, that's why it took 9 hours.
No, that was when we got there. That's in Newquay. And I didn't notice the first time. I just thought, wow, they've really kept these arcade machines in good condition. All the joysticks and everything are all good and everything's working nice. Yeah, they're all reproductions.
Oh.
I only noticed it this time because they're not deep enough.
Yeah.
You know, like an arcade cabinet's like, got the CRT, hasn't it? So it's supposed to be deep. Yeah. Well, all these like this deep.
Cheaters.
They're all good reproductions, like, but yeah, they're all reproductions. So, anyway, shall we move on to some emergency questions?
Sure.
Let's have some emergency questions. Over to you.
Well, thank you for that, T. But
let's have some emergency questions. Math, over to you.
There you go. Right, okay. So, would you rather?
Neither.
I know what both of your answers are to this question.
Really?
I do. I know exactly what you're going to pick. But now you're going to pick the other one just because.
Yeah.
I've said that.
Just be contrary.
Would you rather have a parrot that says fuck you to everyone or a dog that humps everyone's legs?
Oh, my fucking parrot.
Of course.
Yeah,
motherfucking parrot.
And if I had a parrot that didn't say that, I'd teach it.
Yes, right?
Yeah.
I've been watching actual parrot videos the last couple of days, and I just love... Oh, and there's these little ones, and they and he's like always kissing his mate.
Aww.
Oh, okay. And he calls her pretty baby.
Pretty baby. Cute.
So yes, I would go with the parrot as well.
Yeah, because like, why would you? Because one is like awesome, and the other one is like a dog humping your leg.
I think some people might be embarrassed about the parrot saying fuck you to everybody that walks in.
Yeah, well, that's people who are uptight, I guess. This is a question for uptight people.
And I think it would sort the wheat from the chaff of the people you want to spend time with, wouldn't it?
Right? If you're offended by my parrot saying fuck you, then fuck you're not welcome in my house.
I'll be friends.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, then. Next question. Would you rather have a lisp or pronounce your R's as W's?
I wouldn't care either way. Probably a lisp.
Lisp.
You prefer a lisp.
Lisp.
I think a lisp.
I think a lisp because people might mistake the other as being like you're just stupid, right? You're like sound. I don't know. I think one makes you sound stupid, and the other one is not as bad.
Well, no, because
all right for Jonathan Ross.
Yeah, it did work all right for Jonathan Ross, but Nick Heidfeld, who is a Formula One driver, was asked on the grid about something, and he does the same thing, and he wanted to say he came third in the rankings, but that's not what he said on live TV. So it could be, you know.
What did he say? I came third?
No,
I came third in the rankings. It's wankings.
Yeah, not rankings, wanking.
Right. Yeah, see? So that sounds, it can get you in trouble.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, is it like the, is it Daffy Duck that